Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome back to It's Your Health. It's no secret that I am a huge fan of the NBC hit TV show, The Biggest Loser. Season 5 was an exciting season that took the final 5 to Australia. One of those final 5 was today's guest, Jay Kruger, who was on the show with his brother Mark. Jay and Mark were recruited to be on The Biggest Loser while walking out of Fenway Park one day right here in Massachusetts. Jay lost 91 pounds while on the ranch and continued to lose more once he returned home. Jay, welcome to It's Your Health.
Hey, thank you, Lisa. It's great to be on with you.
I'm so happy to have you here. Now, I saw this great interview with you and Mark where you said that, that when they came up to you outside of Fenway Park, Jody, the casting director, said, you know, or the casting agent said, you'd be perfect for this weight loss show. And he didn't think he was big enough to be on it. And he didn't think he was, you know, he was like, I don't need, what's going on? And then he said he went home, he looked in the mirror, and he was like, oh, okay. So what was your reaction when you were perfect?
It was funny because that was August of 07. And in May of 07, I actually weighed my heaviest. I think I was up close to 330 pounds. And I started Weight Watchers, and at that point, I think I had lost almost 37 pounds when she came up to me and said, I was feeling good about myself, and then she said, hey, you'd be great for The Biggest Loser, and I had a couple expletives for her.
I bet. Now, what I'm wondering is, what was the conversation like between you and your brother Mark on the way home?
It was like, was she serious? We were looking for cameras. We thought we were on, like, candy camera punks or something. Somebody set us up because we're not big enough for that show. And, you know, we thought about it, and Mark said, I wonder how serious she is. They might not have had any luck finding people in the area, and maybe they really do like us, and thought, from just seeing us, we were pretty charismatic. But he emailed her and said, we can meet Monday at 10 o'clock, and if not, you know, we have to be at work, and we can't fit it in any other time. And she got right back to us and said, hey, we want you in at 10. We're going to reschedule everyone else and get you in at 10. And lo and behold, we made the show.
That's awesome. Now,
it's the right time, I guess.
That's great. Now, did you have to go through, like, the rest of the regular casting process, or because she saw you and was like, okay, I want these guys, was it a little different?
We went and interviewed. We sat in the room for about an hour and interviewed with them, and they did fly us out. We had 20 people on the show, two teams of 10, but I think they flew up with maybe 40 couples out there to just try out and see what they liked, and we went through that whole process like everyone else with the psych exams and then, you know, the different interviewing process to see if they liked you or not. We went through that whole thing. The funniest thing was they get you out there, and then the sequestering process begins, and they put you in a room and take away your hotel key, and I was stuck in a hotel room with Mark for a week. It was just a battle of trying not to kill each other. I was like, oh my gosh. At that point, any little thing that someone does just sets you up because you're stuck in this little room with somebody. And you know, we roomed together growing up, but
yeah,
you know, we had mom to mediate. There was no mediator.
Yeah, that's right. You should have said, hey, can my mom come? Because this is a little bit tough. Now, what was your life like prior to The Biggest Loser? In terms of, were you heavy growing up? Did you get heavy later in life? Was, you know, your weight something you'd always struggled with?
Definitely. And then growing up, I was always like the biggest one in my group of friends. I was always the fat kid. I liked to, like, you watch that movie Stand By Me, and there's the one fat kid. Well, that was me. You know, and growing up, you kind of deal with it, and you know, that's who I was. I had a good group of friends, but of course I was made fun of, and you learn to deal with it, and you kind of create a self-effacing humor, and you're the first one to make fun of yourself to kind of put everyone at ease and say, you know, whatever, I'm okay with it, I just want to fit in. But I was always the overweight guy in my group of friends, and I mean, that continued through life. When, you know, I got married, and then you settle in, you add on even more weight.
Yeah.
And I like to refer to myself as the fat sheep of my family. I think me and Mark are the fat sheep of our family because our older brother is healthy, and our younger sister is the same. She's healthy as well, and we just kind of, you know, let things get in our way and didn't eat right and didn't exercise, and it added up. And now, you know, things are totally different.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, in your profile on the Biggest Loser site, you had written, you know, I'm big bone, but then again, I've never seen a fat skeleton. Tracked me up. And you also said your idea of fitness is riding around in a golf cart for 18 holes. So that said, how did you feel mentally and physically during that first workout on the Biggest Loser? Since you just said you used to ride around in a golf cart.
Oh, my gosh. The funniest thing is that I kept a journal during my time on The Biggest Loser, and then, you know, oftentimes I'll refer to it and look at, like, some of the workouts that we did, and I remember that first workout because of getting us introduced to everybody and starting the process. The first time we worked out, I think Bob and Jill couldn't work us out, and they were kind of upset by that. And so they gave us what they called homework that night. It was just 1 hour on the treadmill of walking at like 3.5 on a 3-degree incline. I just remember after that hour, everybody was pretty much sick, and nobody could eat because we all felt nauseous. And then the next day, you know, we ran to Jillian that first day, so she was our initial trainer. She worked us out 3 hours, and it was just miserable. And those first couple of weeks, I don't know how you got through, because you couldn't walk, and then you just have to you'd have to go back in and work out more. It was like, I can't move. How am I going to do this?
I have to say, you know, my husband had never watched the show, so when it the other night, I made him sit down. I said, you're watching the show. He really enjoyed it. I'm like, you're watching the show with me. He kept looking at me. He's like, this seems really dangerous. What are they doing? You know, it's not like, shouldn't they go in slower if people aren't used to exercising? What the hell? And then that woman passes out. He's like, see?
Yeah.
So did you ever feel like they're pushing us too hard? You know, or what were your feelings about that?
Yeah, and I wasn't as familiar with the show as other people because I really never watched the show. And, I was expecting to get eased into it a little more like we were. But it's like, no, you know, they've got a short time to take weight off you. And then I think that's what they're judged on, what that number on the scale shows. If people want to see people take off a lot of weight in a short time. And heck, they don't ease you in anything. It's like, hey, sink or swim. If you don't lose weight, you can't do it. You're not going to last. And, you know, they take their job very seriously, and they want people to lose weight and get healthy, and they want people that are going to work hard at it. So if you can't do it, you're not going to be around long. And I think we learned that pretty quickly, that, hey, if we don't do this, we're not going to be here, especially with Mark running his mouth a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that always makes things
interesting. Yeah, we had targets on our back at the beginning, that's for sure.
Well, you lasted such a long time. Now, getting back to the working out, I wanted to ask what your first impressions are were Bob and Jillian. And you said you mostly worked out with Jillian, so I'm trying to remember.
At first, yeah, we ran to the trainers, and we had Jill the first week, and then, you know, they decided that, heck, we, because that was the first season of the couples, the duos, or whatever they refer to it. So that was the first season of that. I think they thought it was all new, and they really didn't know how to handle things, and I think they decided that after that first week, it's, hey, why can't we train each other as a duo? And then, you know, we started working out with Bob, but initially we were with Jill, and we had built up, like, a relationship with Jillian over that week, and we said, you know, we're a couple of small guys here. How can we last? And I think, you know, she saw that we worked hard and we wanted to stick around, so she wanted to help us out as much as possible.
Oh, well,
a couple of weeks down the road, we're on Bob's team and she wants to get rid of us. So this kind of thing keeps pushing around.
So
it was interesting. But we went back last February. Mark and I went back. We had something to do in California. We went by the ranch and they were finishing up and there was five of them left. And Jillian was driving up the driveway, and she, like, hopped out of the car and ran up to us. She was pretty happy to see that we're doing well and we're keeping our weight off and you know, applying the things that we learned on the ranch to regular day life.
Oh, that's good. Oh, she's cute. You know, it's funny. They come off kind of hard, but they both seem really nice.
Oh, they are. I mean, they are fantastic people. And ultimately, they want to see people get healthy and change their lives. I mean, it is a TV show, and there is drama involved, but I think down deep, they're both fantastic people, and they want people to be healthy and to live long lives.
Now, speaking of drama, you know, a lot of drama goes on the house. How did you deal with it? And how did it affect you, or did it?
It's a crazy environment because you're thrown in, and you get the workouts, and you have to learn how to deal with that, and then you got to learn how to eat right. But then you got to, you know, play relationships. And you know, Mark and I are both in sales, so we kind of know how to read people and relate, you know, deal with relationships. But you know, you have people gunning for you, trying to get rid of you. It's kind of odd, and you get a little paranoid at some point of it too. You're wondering if people are talking about you and what the deal is, and that's why you have to form strong relationships. And I think we did that with Trent and Roger, and it really helped us out.
Oh,
but it is a crazy environment. And then you get cameramen around you, and you're trying to do things. You get used to having a camera in front of you all the time. And it was crazy at first, but after a while, you forget those people are there, and you develop relationships with your teammates, and that all helps you get by.
Oh, that's good.
I was wondering, you know, because the first four seasons, people there by themselves, that had to be so difficult.
Oh,
because you really had no, you wouldn't have anyone to turn to to support you. Like, I know Mark had my back 100%, and I had his back 100%, and we supported each other through the process. I can't imagine not having someone there to support you. I'm sure that was pretty difficult.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it's great. I think that makes a lot more sense the way, you know, in this new season, I guess they're letting people become partners, so.
Yeah.
And that's good.
You can watch them, you know, build the bond, but.
Yeah, but having the bond already is huge.
Yeah, definitely, and I also think it's helped us now not being on the ranch because now we can keep each other in check. And I told him, hey, if you see me getting at you know, putting on some weight, and maybe getting away from what I'm supposed to do, I want you to slap me in the face and say, hey, get back on the horse, so, and vice versa.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, it's funny because in that interview where I saw him talking about, you know, why is this woman, you know, saying we're perfect for this show, there was some other stuff that you guys had talked about, and one of the things that you had said is that you remember having good days and bad days on the Biggest Loser campus. And can you tell us what your best day was and your worst day, obviously aside from when you were voted off? Is there anything like stick out in your head as like, oh my god, this is such a great day, and oh my god, this day is hell?
I really think you know, it was interesting because we did get to go home one week, and it was cool to go home and see your family.
Yeah.
And they get to see your process, but the tough part was leaving again, and that was lousy. But that was the week that I lost 16 pounds, and I think that was my one of my proudest points there, is that was midway through the season, and I managed to go home and then come back and lose 16 pounds. And it was also one of my most embarrassing, because I'm up there without a shirt on. I'm kind of getting some loose skin. I lose 16 pounds, and I'm jiggling all over the place.
Well, that's, you know, that's just going to happen.
Yeah,
and that's, you know, and that's a whole other topic. I'm actually having a plastic surgeon on in December.
Really?
I wanted to ask him about that, because if people, you know, lose a lot of weight, you know, there are surgeries that can be done. But I've heard it's really painful, so. I don't know if, you know, I say just wear some Spanx. You know what I mean?
We'll see down the road. But,
but
that was one of my proudest moments, is losing the 16 pounds and, you know, coming back, because one of my lowest points was a couple weeks before that, when I was the last one to weigh in. It was, hey, Jay, you need to lose 5 pounds for your team to weigh in. So what? I love how they set it up. So here, I get up there and lose 4 pounds.
Oh, I know. They always do that.
I'm like, oh, gosh. And poor Trent went home, and I was devastated because I love that man. He's such a great guy. And he got eliminated that week, and so I felt I need to redeem myself a little bit. So that was one of the lowest points, as well as the, you know, the day that Mark went home the first time. That was a low point. So
yeah.
But I mean, I ultimately, it, you know, it's a game show. People went home. People got eliminated. Nobody died. I mean, they went home. We changed our lives. So there were definitely more good points than bad points.
Definitely. Now, you also said in that interview that you guys played good cop and bad cop. Now, is that something that you talked about, or is that just what happened now?
Not at all. I was always the good cop. I think he just put it that way because he didn't want to make it look like strategy. But.
Yeah. What the heck are you talking about? He's like, oh, you know, I'm the bad cop.
Well, I don't think, you know, we ever strategized anything like that. I think we just, you know, went out there and worked hard and let the cards fall where they may. And it's amazing that we made it as far as we did, because I think before we started the process, we're like, you know, if we make it 4 or 5 weeks and just get a good start on weight loss and learn some things, I mean, that's a win. We never imagined, you know, 4.5 months later still being there. So it was a wild experience, and I think we were very fortunate to last as long as we did.
Oh, yeah. You know, I have a question about this new season. You know, another thing with my husband and I were talking about is, why do they? I don't think they should kick somebody off the first week. It seems like, I'm just curious about your opinion, having done the show. It seems like, can't they at least give them a couple weeks to lose, you know, to get sort of understand more what they need to do to live a healthier lifestyle, get some tips? It just seems like in a week you go through all that rigmarole and then you're gone. What do you think about that?
I mean, that is difficult, and I understand that, because it's people ultimately wanting to change their lives, but then again, it is a TV show.
Yeah.
And
I know. Just give
them
2 weeks.
Well, if they gave them 2 weeks and then put it in one episode, maybe. But I
that's an idea. Oh, okay.
I would think that, you know, Jenny and Lynn were the first ones voted off our season that first week, and I think Jenny would think that she needs to agree with you that she needs to be there 2 weeks as well. So, but you know, from a TV standpoint, it's something they got to do. But from a real life standpoint, it would be nice to have them there so they could learn a little more and maybe get a little more of a jump start on what they need. But But ultimately, they are filming a TV show, and that's,
you're
what,
right.
You know, that's what they do.
I know. But I see, I'm a health educator. So I'm like, but wait a second. They didn't learn enough. They didn't learn enough.
You can only hope that it was enough.
Oh, yeah. Now, this part of the interview that I've been referring to cracked me up. You talked about how you and Mark work for the same company,
mm-hmm.
and that people you work with, you know, they're a bunch of jokers, and that they made some labels and stuck them on your bumper. Said, caution, watch out for falling teardrops, and warning, they cry at any time. Now, I personally like men who show their emotions. In an article in the Boston Globe, you said of your career on the show, quote, people make fun of me for that, but I wear it as a badge of honor. I used to think a real man never showed his emotions. Now I think it's a sign of strength when a man does, and that's really helped me. I'm a lot calmer than I used to be. I just want to applaud you because I think that's such good advice. So,
I just, you know, remember Jim Valvano was the coach at NC State, and he passed away from cancer. He was a basketball coach, and one of his famous quotes was he said, if you think and you laugh and you cry during the day, that's just a great day if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're
right,
you have emotions. You think, you laugh, and you cry. I mean, I don't think, Mark, of course, cried a lot more than I did. That actually might have been his quote, but I mean, it's, that's okay. That's all right. But there's nothing wrong with, you know, being able to show emotion. And heck, I mean, I'd rather be with someone who shows emotion than hides it, because it's those people that hide it you got to worry about.
That's true. Now, did your wife see a change in you, not only physically but mentally, when you returned?
I think so. I think she saw me as a calmer person and more patient with her and my kids. And, you know, it was funny. I would be such an anxious person before I went. I was on the verge of having anxiety attacks. And, like, being out in traffic and just, I got to get out of here. And when I had trouble controlling my emotions, but put in an environment, you'd think I would have more of that. You have these challenges, you don't know what you're going to have to do. But I was able to calm myself and live in the moment, and I think it's made me a better person, and it's been easier to live my life now. So I think exercise plays a big role in that. If you can and get those endorphins going, and it helps relax you and get you through the day. So I think that was a huge part of it as well.
Oh, yeah, sure does. Now, you made it to Final Five, so you got to go to Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was the best part about that? Is there anything that you gained there that you didn't gain from being on The Biggest Loser?
That was such a fantastic experience. I mean, how many people get to go to Australia?
Oh, I know.
what did I gain there? I gained a pound.
Oh, no, I was going to preface it.
That's what I gained.
No, I'm not talking about weight, you know, inner or something.
I think that was definitely towards the end of the journey, and you know, I think at that point I gained knowledge that, hey, I'll be able to do this at home, because every meal that we ate pretty much had to be out, because there was no ranch, there were no safe havens, and you know, we learned that at every restaurant they're going to make food for you, and they're basically working for you when you tell them what you want. So I think other than gaining the pound, I learned that I was going to be able to maintain and do this at home, because it was such a hectic schedule that week. We really didn't get to work out the way we wanted to, and you get in the travel. So I think I gained a comfort level that I was going to be okay.
Now,
so,
speaking of going home, how does, you know, going from working, what, 6 to 7 hours a day, what happens when you got home? Workout schedule like that?
It was not easy, because, you know, we were almost 8 hours a day we worked out, and then, I was eating a certain amount of calories, and I had that dedicated time, and that was my job, basically working out and trying to lose weight for the next weigh-in. And you get home, and it's like, I can't do this. I got to go back to work. I've got family, and there's definitely distractions, and I don't want to call distractions, but there's definitely obligations that you have to take care of. So it wasn't the case. And then, you know, 6 weeks later, we had the finale. So I'm trying to lose weight for this final weigh-in, but I have to work, and I have family, and things I have to take care of before I have to work out. So basically when I get home, I get up early and run in the morning and then work out in the afternoon, and that's when I get fitted into the schedule. And that's, you know, where I found out that basically, you know, life is about balance, and you have to find a balance that works for you. If working out in the morning is what you need to do, going to work and then spending time with your family, that's what you need to find out for yourself, and you just need to find the right balance to get you through the day. And, you know, now I know where I'm going to be. I plan my days ahead of time, so I know what I need to do, and I've found that balance, and you know, I've been able to maintain my loss and stay healthy.
That's wonderful. Now, I mentioned earlier in the show that you lost 91 pounds on the ranch. Then how much did you lose when you got home?
I got down to the finale, I got down to 190.
Wow. And what was your starting?
I was at 293.
Oh, my gosh. That's fabulous.
So I'm looking like the other night at these weights. I'm like, oh, this is 293. How come I look fatter? Oh,
gosh. Now, another thing that I want to talk about with you is that, you know, you're going to have an upcoming 5K run in Fort Tabor, New Bedford, in Massachusetts on October 4th at 10 a.m. And I know that you had done it last year, and it's for the Beckwith-Wiedemann, is that how you say it?
Wiedemann
organization. Yep. Can you tell us how that run went and a little bit more about this one coming up? And also, what is Beckwith-Wiedemann syndrome?
Yeah. Beckwith-Wiedemann syndrome, it's a rare genetic disorder that affects one in every 14,000 births. It's partly an overgrowth disorder, and some of the characteristics are there's an increased chance of children with Beckwith-Wiedemann getting cancer. 7 years ago, my daughter was born with Beckwith-Wiedemann syndrome. She had her intestines on her outside, and she had an enlarged tongue and some other characteristics that are associated with the syndrome. So through education and doctor's visits and surgeries, we've learned so much more about the foundation, and now my wife is president of the Beckwith-Wiedemann Children's Foundation, and she's helped families all around the world get care they need, and she's helped families from Africa and Cuba and Canada and as well as the United States get the care that they needed. So this is just basically a race that, with my newfound health and love of working out, that we started to help raise money for the foundation. Last year was the first year when we had some Biggest Losers show up. It was Mark, myself, and Trent, Jen, and Maggie showed up for that one, and we had over 600 participants in the rain come and walk and run, and a lot of them, it was their first time doing an event like that, and it was amazing how many of them came up that said, you guys have inspired us, this is my first race, and it's just great that we're getting out here working out. So it's really a great time for a great cause. This year is October 4th, Sunday, 2 weeks from this Sunday, same place, and we will also have more losers show up for this one, as well as Mark, myself, Jen, and Maggie will be showing up, but Amanda and Jenny from our season will be showing up as well. So I'm really looking forward to that, and I hope we have the same amount of turnout. If people from Massachusetts want to come, it'd be great. We've had people from Pennsylvania and Texas and Maine and all over come for the race as well. So they can register at jbrace.com, and the race is the BWS 5K, and I just hope we can get as many people this year as we did last year, because it really is a great time for a great cause.
Now, someone can't participate, but they would like to make a donation. Should they go to the website as well?
They can also go to jbrace.com and click on the where you'd register for the race. There is a place to make a donation as well, and that'd be fantastic, Lisa. Thank you very much.
Oh, sure. You know, I'd really love to have your wife on the program, so if you can give her my email address, and, you know, because it's definitely, I mean, I'd never heard of it.
Okay.
And I think it's something that is important to get the word out.
Oh, that's awesome. I'll definitely pass that.
Oh, terrific. Okay, now, you and Mark are going to be running in the Lowell Marathon.
Mm-hmm. The Bay State Marathon, yeah.
Tell us about that. And what is it? I should know. I'm in Lowell.
That is Sunday, October 18th. It's 2 weeks after my race, and it's funny how, you know, it's like you keep pressing yourself and keep setting new goals for yourself. You know, we get off the ranch, it was, okay, what are we doing? We got to find your way and find ways to stay healthy. So we're like, hey, let's run a 5K, and, you know, 5K is 3.1 miles, and, you know, we did that, and like, what's the next step? You do a 10K, and you do other races, and it was, okay, what's the next step? And I think right after my race last year, we decided, hey, we'll do the New Bedford Half Marathon in March, and then, you know, 13.1 miles, and I'm thinking, that's a long way, 13.1 miles, I don't know if I can do that. So we did that, we got through that one, and we did another half marathon, and it was just came to, okay, what's the next step in the progression? And, you know, Bob would always talk about progression, you always got to step up your weight and step up your workouts. Well, the next step in progression is a marathon, and, you know, we decided that we're going to do a marathon. So we've been training for weeks. We did a 20-mile training run, training runs. It's, and next week we got a 22-mile training run. And it's kind of funny, like, you do, every weekend there's a long run, so we'll do a 20, but then you scale it back and do a 13, and it's like, well, I'm only doing 13 this week. That's nice and easy. I think a few months ago I was worried about getting to 13.
That is amazing.
My goal in the marathon is just to finish, and Mark is trying to qualify for Boston, which means he has to run it in 3 hours and 15 minutes. So.
Whoa.
I think we all know how from the show how mental Mark can get, so my money is on him that he's going to get it.
Oh my gosh, well, you have been great, and you're just delightful.
Thank you.
It's so fun to talk to you.
We've done all right. I was enjoying
it. I know. You're going to have to come back.
Definitely.
I know. It's super fun. It's just, I love it. But at any rate, so give us your information again.
Okay. If you'd like to sign up for the race or donate, you can go to jbrace.com and click on the BWS 5K. That's where you sign up or donate. It's a walk run. If it's your first race, come walk. I mean, we've had plenty of people do it for the first time, and it was just a great event. You'd be hanging out with the losers. We'll be there to talk to you and sign autographs or just, you know, hang out and have a good time.
Now he's talking about the Biggest Losers. My engineer laughed, and I think it just sounds big. I'll be hanging out with some losers. You know?
Come on, let's come out. I went somewhere, and somebody was like, hey, you're the world's biggest loser. I'm like, really? Do I know you that well?
Well, you know, I would like you guys to come back after the marathon, so we'll be in touch. And I want Mark to come on, too.
Okay.
You guys can tell me how that went.
All right.
Now, to get in touch with me, you can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. Now, next week is a very special week. Joining us Tuesday, September 22nd for a one-hour show will be the winner of last season's Biggest Loser, Helen Phillips, and her daughter and partner on the show, Shannon Thomas. And joining us Thursday, September 24th at 9:30 to 10 a.m. will be two wonderful local women, Kelly Armada, who owns Locomotion in Andover, and she teaches this wonderful, fun, aerobic kind of dance called Zumba, like a Latin kind of thing. And Betsy Bevan, who is a vegetarian chef, author, and menu planner, will be joining us from 10 to 10 30. Now, at 10:30, we've got Kim Barnuin, who is the co-author of the New York Times bestseller, Skinny Bitch, and that is a wonderful book about veganism, so be sure to tune in. I know sometimes people like skinny, because I am not about promoting skinniness. I'm just not. You know, I think being healthy is where it's at. So when I first saw the title, I was like, oh, I don't want my listeners to think, you know, but then when I read the book, oh, it's hysterical. If you don't mind a little swearing, it's a little bit crass, but it's a lot of fun, and she gives great advice and very good reasons for becoming a vegan. I'm still a flexitarian, like I talked about last time with Cynthia, the interview before this, but I'm working on it. Anyway, Jay, I want to thank you again, and thanks everyone for listening. Have a great week. Oh, sure. Keep being healthy. Bye-bye.